Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now, Chris Broussard. Wow. He's on FS1, works on Speak for Yourself, The Herd, and Undisputed. And we finally have a chance to talk to you, Chris,
because
when you're at ESPN, they ban everybody from coming on with us. So I'm very excited to say, hey, nice to talk to you, Chris.
No, I missed you guys. I used to be on when I was at the New York Times, but ESPN nixed that, so now we're reunited.
There you go. I think I've talked to you since the Gaunt days, you know, when I was doing the overnight,
that's
Chris.
That's right.
It's going back a long time.
I'd be driving home after the game at like 1:30 in the morning, talking on your radio show.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. All right, let's start with the whole thing. I mean, what to you, Chris, was the final straw in Dolan finally getting rid of Jackson?
Well, obviously there were two huge ones, which was Melo. Like, that situation was just, and it still is a problem, obviously, but it was to the point where it was going to become a huge game of chicken, with Phil insisting on not trading him and trading him and not buying him out, and Melo wanting the buyout. If Melo refused to waive that no trade clause, it was just going to become, you know, who blinks first and who knows how long that might take. But as bad as that situation was, I think no question the Kristaps Porzingis stuff, because look, Kristaps Porzingis could be Dirk Nowitzki plus. Okay, he is the greatest draft pick the team has had since Patrick Ewing, and all of a sudden, you know, the team president has a ruined relationship with him, and is ready to trade him. I mean, this was craziness, and obviously Carmelo Anthony's situation was related to it, because that is really something that bothered Kristaps. But at the end of the day, when Phil Jackson was looking to move on from Porzingis, and Porzingis was so upset that even if he wasn't traded, he may have left in free agency, that really was the end of the line for Phil Jackson.
Where does this franchise go now? I mean, obviously Steve Mills is in charge right now, and free agency begins in like 72 hours, and the Melo situation is still out there. How quickly can they move, and will they move, on hiring a new team president/GM?
Well, I think it's going to be they should take their time and make sure they find the right guy. Now, obviously, a lot of reports out there about Masai Ujiri from Toronto. He would be tremendous. He's obviously fleeced the Knicks a few times in deals, the one with Carmelo Anthony, and then another when he was in Toronto with Andrea Bargnani. So Ujiri would be good. I think he'd be a more standard approach that you see typically in the NBA, where you're not just looking for the huge name, somebody who may not be really experienced in that, you know, i.e. Isaiah Thomas, i.e. Phil Jackson. And now you're getting a real, you know, lifer as far as being a GM or a front office type guy. So that might be a good move if they go there, but I wouldn't rush into anything. I don't expect the Knicks to make a huge splash in free agency, partly because of the dysfunction and the uncertainty about who's going to be running it. You know, if players have other good options, then the Knicks' uncertainty is going to be a deterrent, but that's fine. Right now, the best thing is that you've gotten Phil Jackson out of there. And I know just what I just said. Like, it was that bad. Mm. Part of it, in addition to the arguments with Melo, the problems with Porzingis, it was his insistence on the triangle.
Oh, God.
And here is why. Here's why. Because today's players don't grow up playing basketball the way they used to. So most of these guys, especially the point guards, are used to high pick and roll, screen and roll basketball. And so they're not ready for the triangle. And the triangle is a difficult offense to pick up. You've heard players say it takes a year or two. So even when you bring in free agents or bring in players you've traded for in mid-season, they have trouble adjusting. And then if they, you know, by the time they adjust, they may be gone or other teammates may be gone. So those are all problems. So I like Frank Ntilikina. I don't know if Ntilikina, whatever, however you say it, the guy from France. I like his game. I've seen some of his film. I actually do have to give Phil Jackson credit for some of his draft picks, obviously Porzingis and Ntilikina now. So I think that both of those guys are good young players for the Knicks. I didn't really like them in the triangle. But now, of course, it's going to be a different offense, assuming Jeff Hornacek stays. He'll play a little more up-tempo, probably a little more of a modern-type game. And I think it gives these guys a chance to be successful. So in that regard, I think that, you know, things could be looking up for the Knicks.
All right, now you mentioned Hornacek coming back. We're talking to Chris Broussard of FS1. You mentioned Hornacek coming back. I mean, there is a pot. I'm not against that because, really, Hornacek, to me, had his hands tied last year. He had no chance.
Exactly. I mean, we don't know what he could do. Give it a little rope.
Right. But, I mean, do you see if a new guy comes in that he might want to go with his own guy, Chris? How about that?
Yeah. I mean, there's no question about that. That's always a possibility. And, you know, you have to understand that anytime you hire new front office guys. But to your point, I don't think Hornacek's gotten a legit shot. I thought in Phoenix, his first year he was really good, and then the ownership and front office began making some moves that I thought made it tough on him. You know, the knock on him was kind of that he was too soft on players, and the players didn't fully respect him and his authority and stuff like that. So those are things you'll have to overcome. But I wouldn't mind if I'm a Knicks fan. I wouldn't mind seeing him, you know, given at least a year. Let's see what he can do when he doesn't have to run the triangle and doesn't have to do everything and incorporate all the skills, EDL, synchronicities, and things like that. He's just given carte blanche as a head coach should be to do what he wants. Let's see what he does. You know, no matter what happens, the Knicks aren't going to make any noise next year anyway.
Right.
So see what he can do. Now, the thing is this. I've heard his relationship with Porzingis has had some bumps in the road as well.
Mm.
So you do have to feel out Porzingis because he's the franchise. He's the future of the franchise. So you got to make sure he's cool with Hornacek. I'm not saying you let him pick the coach, but you certainly don't want a guy in there that he just outright doesn't like. I don't know if it's that bad, but I know they've had some rocky times.
Interesting.
Yeah. Where does Paul George end up?
Well, obviously, that's the million-dollar question. And now, you know, with Houston getting Chris Paul, you know, they're obviously a player now. Still Boston and Cleveland in the mix. This is really going to be interesting, and it's getting scary for the Lakers because all three of those destinations are places that you could easily see Paul George saying, you know what, I'll stay here long-term. Because what I'm told is that for all the talk about the Lakers, and yeah, George is from L.A., he would love to play there, but he wants to win as well. And what Cleveland and then to a lesser degree Boston and Houston would be banking on is, look, if we have a successful season and we get deep into the playoffs, maybe get to the finals in Cleveland's case, maybe we win it, then Paul George isn't going to leave us to go to a lottery team with the Lakers.
Right. Mm.
And so that's what teams are thinking. Boston obviously has the greatest package to offer. If Danny Ainge decides to come off with some of those draft picks and young players he has, then that's where George is going to end up.
Chris, we know you got to run, but we appreciate you giving us a few minutes, and hopefully we'll talk to you a lot more down the road, all right?
All right, guys, anytime.
Thank you, Chris. Man. Chris Broussard, NBA analyst now for FS1. He works on the studio shows Speak for Yourself, The Herd, and Undisputed.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.